From KALW San Francisco, it's Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, heard every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock on 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and around the globe on KALW.org. Our expert panelist tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez, San Francisco Chronicle music critic Joshua Cosman, and author Gerald Nachman are here to take your calls. So grab your pencils and paper, sharpen your wits, and get ready to call in and try to stump the panel with your questions and to answer theirs. The call-in number is 415-841-4134.
You ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And on this special edition of Minds Over Matter, I'll pose the first question. What is the oldest U.S. FM radio station west of the Mississippi River? The panelists are excluded from answering. And now your host and moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter, and we hope you will join us for the next hour or so, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we hope you can take the time to participate, listen, and hopefully call. That number is area code 415-841-4134. We have a couple lines on the line, but we have room for more. 415-841-4134. We do have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. And we will be doing, this is our KLW's pledge drive, and so of course we'll be doing that a couple times during the hour. We'll try not to take too much time away from the show, because that's KLW's policy not to do that. We want you to enjoy all the programming here on the station as much as possible. But I do want to ask you, if you enjoy this show and enjoy the programming we bring you and the programming that KLW brings you, please take the time to call and pledge. Whatever amount you can spare is very much appreciated. And if you do enjoy Minds Over Matter, please let KLW know and support the show and the station. And that number is 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917. So we're going to start with a round of introductions. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and of course Broadway, since Jerry's here. So, and here's the first intro. Jerry Nachman has decided to suspend watching all football games this season, as usual.
Joshua Cosman feels he picked the right week to not suddenly take an interest in the NFL.
We're thinking alike. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is excited about the opening of Levi's Stadium for one reason only: no candlestick traffic to make him late for this show.
All right. So that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What country consumes the most alcohol per capita in the world? 17.5 liters per year. And what country consumes the least amount of alcohol? 0.1 liters per year.
I guess Utah's not a country, so we can't use that. The least? Well, I was going to be a Muslim country.
I was going to just guess Singapore, but...
For the least?
For the least.
No.
No, they've got like Raffles Hotel. Yeah. All right, you got the Singapore
The bar
slang.
There
the
would Singapore put it over
yeah,
the
right.
top.
Yeah, it probably is a Muslim country.
Yeah, what would you think? I mean, there are certainly plenty of Muslims that do drink, but more that don't, probably.
How about...
Yeah, North Korea.
No, well, there's
That's
that.
Not a Muslim country, but...
I don't know how to pick one. Most is probably Finland.
No.
Okay.
Because it's cold.
Because they're Finns.
They're Finns.
They do the thing. I don't know.
Right.
I have no idea.
Most... So this is any kind of alcohol? Like rubbing alcohol and everything else?
I don't think Miller Lite counts, though.
Well, yeah, maybe you're right. Okay, let's see. I'll just go with my theory about a Muslim country. How about Saudi Arabia, for the least?
No.
All right. The most, I don't know. There's too many to choose from. Plenty of heavy drinkers out there. How does liters translate liters into gallons for me?
They're different measures of...
I know that. I mean, he said how many liters.
Thank you, Josh. You're so helpful.
You're a fountain of wisdom.
I certainly am.
Yeah, what's a liter equal?
How many liters were there, Jerry? You said
most is 17.5. The least is 0.1.
I don't know. Okay. You think I'm a metric guy?
I'm
an American.
I thought you would be
closer. I don't know anything about anything.
Than Jerry or I. Let's put
it
that way.
You were calling yourself Mr. Math a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Right. Knowledge of the metric system doesn't involve math.
All right. We're Americans. I guess Americans don't care about that.
That's right.
That's communist. That's
exactly.
Socialist. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. That's the county for beer good stuff. It's not Egypt, is it?
It's not
Egypt.
Beer. It's all alcohol.
No, he said he suggested Egypt for beer for alcohol
that's
consumption.
That's where beer originated.
Mostly, it is neither one, though. No.
Thank you. You stepped on Ede's call, I'm sure. go ahead.
I got a couple questions. You know that the television series Adventures of Superman, you know where it starts with Factory and a speeding bullet? What kind of gun was used in the opening?
What kind of what?
What kind of gun was used in the opening of The Adventures of Superman? Guys,
give us a break, will you? Come on.
Well, it was a pistol, wasn't it?
Yeah, but what was the name of the manufacturer? If you find one of the DVDs, you can see the name on it.
Oh, really? Gun, so. Is it an American gun?
Yes.
All right. How about a Colt?
Now, I'll give you a clue. The gun is associated with a movie series that took place in San Francisco.
Oh? A movie series that took place in San Francisco. Oh, a series.
No.
Oh, I thought you said a series. Okay.
Yeah, it's a movie series that took place in San Francisco.
Oh, okay. All right.
What about a series that took
place? Did you say a series or a serial?
Series. Movie series.
Okay.
Clint Eastwood mentioned it in one of his films.
Oh, Magnum.
Magnum. Oh, 350 Magnum?
Yeah, no, the name of the company made it. He mentions it, one of the lines of one of his movies.
No. Remington? No. Colt?
Winchester.
Winchester?
No.
Smith & Wesson?
Yes.
All right, Eric got that. Good job.
This is beyond trivia. Yeah.
What's your other question?
Let's see. Who was the only actor to play Scrooge and his deceased partner, Jacob Marley, in television productions of A Christmas Carol?
So, in two different productions?
Yeah, two different productions.
He played Scrooge and Marley?
He played Scrooge and Marley in separate productions.
Well...
Is this on TV?
Yeah.
And so both the versions you were talking about were on television?
Yeah, on television, but not the same year.
Well, yeah, okay. Is this a British actor?
Yeah, close to me. He was born in South Africa.
Ah.
South Africa.
There aren't that many South Africans.
Yeah, Louis Hayward is the only one I can think of, born in South Africa.
And Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, yeah. She'd make a good Scrooge.
He was known for playing a detective. What did
you say?
I'm sorry?
He was known for playing a detective.
A detective?
South African.
A detective. Oh, Basil Rathbone.
Yes.
He was born in South Africa.
Oh, was he?
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, let's start simple. What are the two longest words ever to appear in the title of an Oscar-winning Best Picture? That's the two words that are the same length. They're tied for the longest word ever.
So not the title overall, just the two longest individual words.
Right.
As part of the title.
Right. Right.
Are you going to tell us how long the words were?
Nah.
What was that?
He's not going to tell us how long.
They're long.
The words were.
No,
they're long.
No. Okay.
They're longer than.
Are you
going to
tell us what type of words they were? Like a verb, a noun, an adjective?
No.
These are not Oscar winners. It's just
This is the longest word that ever appeared in the title of a movie that won Best Picture.
Oh. The longest.
The longest word. The most letters. There were two of them. They're the same length.
Are they descriptive?
Well, they're words. You know, that's what words do.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. Neither of them is grand nor hotel. They're longer than that.
Longer than that. All right. And the two words appeared in the same...
No.
Pictures.
Ideally, I would have asked you, what's the longest word ever to appear, but there were two of them that were the same length.
Is Strangelove one?
Strangelove did not win for Best Picture.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Are
either of them current? Contemporary?
How contemporary?
25 years.
20 years.
Yes. Yeah. They're both within the last 25 years.
Oh.
All right. I have to mull this over.
You think this over.
All right. In the meantime, just to remind you folks out there, our listeners, that if you enjoy Minds Over Matter, and we do hope you do, because we've been bringing it to you for 21 years now, please take the time to call and pledge. If you appreciate the show and you appreciate all the individual programming that KALW brings you, Eric can tell you a little bit more about this. I'll leave it over to him.
Well, yeah, you can call us by you can call us at 800-525-9917 or go online to KALW.org. There's plenty of gifts to choose if you want a gift. The main thing is, you know, 75% of KALW support comes from members. This is the only Sunday during our fall membership campaign that Minds Over Matter will be aired, so now's the time to show that you appreciate it. 1-800-525-9917 or online, KALW.org. Thank you.
All right, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good evening.
Hi.
I guess a week or so ago, I called up and I asked you guys about Zorro and what his name meant and what was the name of his horse. And someone called up and gave the name of his horse was incorrect, and you gave them a bell.
Well, I'm sorry.
I just wanted to put it out there again.
All right. I think they said it was Diablo, didn't they?
It is not Diablo.
It is not Diablo.
And
so,
also,
you know, no, that was the Cisco Kid's horse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't. So I wanted to put that out again and let you also know that Isabel Allende just recently wrote a novel about Zorro, and the correct name of his horse is in her novel. So if someone can put it out, do you want me to tell somebody online there what it is?
Well, Michael Krasny is going to know, isn't he?
Is he?
No, I'm just kidding.
Anybody out there in your group knows it?
Is the novel actually out yet?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. I'm not aware of it, but we can leave it out.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's see here. Some of you may know, have read in the news, that General Electric just sold their appliance business for, you know, which they've been pushing for the last 100 and so years. So what I want to know is, what was the first electric appliance that was made by General Electric? I'll give you one guess each. What was the first electric appliance made by General Electric?
How about a washing machine?
No.
Is it a common household appliance?
Well, yeah, relatively. Yeah.
Relatively.
It is a household thing.
How about an oven?
No. What was the first electric appliance made by General Electric? It was in 1905. And also, ripped from today's headlines, or tomorrow's probably, tonight is Miss America. And what I'd like to know is, who is the only Academy Award-winning actress to have been a Miss America contestant? It was in 1946.
That's a good one.
That's great.
And she, in those days, in those years of Miss America, they not only had them from the individual states, but the big cities would send contestants as well. So like a Miss New York and a Miss Atlanta.
Interesting.
Anyway, this person was Miss Chicago.
Okay.
So who is the only Academy Award-winning actress to have been a Miss America contestant? It was in 1946. She was Miss Chicago.
So in 1946, she was Miss Chicago, and you don't probably want to tell us when she won the Oscar.
It was much later.
Okay.
Okay.
Huh. That's a good question. I wish I knew the answer.
Very good question, yeah.
Who is the only Academy Award-winning actress to have been a Miss America contestant? It was in 1946. She was Miss Chicago. And she's still around today, by the way. So. And what was the first electric appliance made by General Electric? It was in 1905. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a question about the Supreme Court Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what is the name of a Supreme Court Justice who served time in prison while remaining in office?
Supreme Court Justice served time in prison while remaining in office as a Supreme Court Justice?
Yes. He was appointed by George Washington.
Oh. George Washington.
So much for Abe Fortas.
Yeah.
And he served in the Continental Congress, and he was major force drafting of the U.S. Constitution, representing Pennsylvania.
It wasn't John Jay, was it?
No.
Well, that was the only early Supreme Court justice I know.
Yeah, well.
So, but he was from New York, I think.
Okay.
He was also a Scottish immigrant.
John Marshall?
No.
No.
He's the only one I know that early.
Oh.
No, he had to be appointed by Washington, so
right.
Not Marshall.
Oh.
Boy.
What was he in jail for? Just out of
He was in jail for debt. Prison.
Mm.
And he served twice.
Really? Oh, twice. Okay.
Don't know.
We don't know.
Okay, his name was James Wilson.
James Wilson.
James Wilson.
Yeah.
Lost to history.
No,
tonight.
Not lost it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Very
that.
Good.
That's good to
okay.
know. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye.
You. Bye-bye. Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we have been for the last 21 years or so. So if you do enjoy the show, please give us a call and play with us. Or you can...
keep Dana from playing with himself.
I was trying to avoid that, but thank you for stepping in. Come and play the game with us, I should say. And that number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free at 866-798-8255. And we are doing pledging tonight, so anything you can pledge. And please feel free to join the station if you are not a member already. That number is 1-800-525-9917. 1-800-525-9917. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, let's start out with the alcohol question. Isn't France or Germany the number one alcohol consumers?
No. No.
No, neither one. I would have thought it would have been France or Italy, one of those three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wine, maybe, but not hard liquor.
Not hard. Oh, you're talking hard.
Well, I'm talking all alcohol, but
that's what I thought.
I think France and wine would have
a lot of wine in France and a lot of beer in
maybe.
Germany.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I give up on that one. I can't remember what the second answer I had. The third one is I thought it was Halle Berry for the Oscar, but the Academy Award. But she was only a second place USA winner. She wasn't a first placer.
Right.
She was Miss Ohio in '86. The age of 20. Okay, what was that third question somebody had? I can't think of now what was about even. What was the other third question? I should have written it down. You asked about alcohol, you asked about...
Well, we're going to repeat them in a little while, so you can give us a call back.
I'll call back. I'll have more answers. You're going to have more questions.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Thank you. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Time magazine recently listed several slang terms that mean terrific or epic by the year they were first popularized or introduced. So now, I'll give you about 10 of these words, and you tell me more or less the year they were introduced or achieved popularity, maybe within 10 years for a bell. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. Swell. Great.
Great?
Yeah.
All right.
Smashing. Jim Dandy. Nifty. Groovy. Cool. Awesome. Peachy. Fabulous. And badass.
I don't know.
Okay, tell us what you want here again.
He's looking for the year
they became popular.
So Groovy is around 1965, more or less, right?
No.
Earlier?
I was going to say the dates are actually a lot earlier than one would think.
Yeah.
Go over the whole list once more.
Okay, swell, great, smashing, Jim Dandy, nifty, groovy, cool, awesome, peachy, fabulous, badass.
Boy. How about badass is 1960?
That's close enough, 55.
Badass? Wow.
Yeah.
That long ago, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. And I'll just take a
wild... Well, it probably didn't enter the white language.
I'll take a wild guess on Jim Dandy, although I'm sure I'm going to be way off. How about 1905?
Well, that's in the arena, in the ballpark. 1885.
All right. That's very generous of you.
Yeah. Well,
great. I mean, great goes back to what, 15th century or something? Surely.
Yeah,
I mean,
great. That's a pretty generic.
Well, they have a date.
They have a date. I don't know.
They have a date.
All right. Okay.
Later than that, too.
Hmm.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Kosman, their classical music critic. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And if you'd like to join us, it's 1-800, area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And any pledge you would like to make will be definitely appreciated at 1-800-525-9917.
Wait, just one second.
Yes.
I want to clarify something. You said the Miss America 1946, then you said she was Miss Chicago. Do you mean Miss Illinois?
No. Remember, when I set up the question, I said that in those days, the big cities also sent contestants. I'm going to change that question very slightly and say that, so who was the first Academy Award-winning actress to have been a Miss America contestant? Because I can't remember whether Halle Berry was actually in Miss America or Miss USA. So
Somebody just mentioned.
I'll just say she was the first. Let's put it that way. All right, just to be on the safe side. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi. Alcohol, mainland China?
No.
Russia? And for most?
That's close enough. It's Belarus, actually, for the most.
It's a separate country.
Different countries, Jerry.
Well, it's close.
All right.
In my mind.
Close enough.
We don't want to take anything away from you.
I'm not known to be geographically correct.
All right.
So that's, Belarus is 17.5 liters per year. Do you know how much a liter is?
It's near a quart,
okay.
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
Don't ask us.
It's close to a quart because if you look at your bottle of olive oil, it'll be in liters rather than...
I see. Okay.
You understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Good job. Thank you.
You're welcome. And egg beater for General Electric?
Not an egg beater.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. And Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. I have in my hand here a list, as a great American patriot once said. I have a list of the 20 most common American street names, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
Not the communists in the State Department.
Not the communists in the State Department.
Okay, fine.
Most common street name is Second Street. Second most common street name is Third Street. Third most common street name is First Street. And in fact, all the ordinal numbers from 1 through 9 are on the list, and we'll cross those out. But then I want to see how many of the other 11 you can name.
Maine, of course.
Maine is one, yes.
Market Street.
No.
Broadway.
No.
Elm.
Yes.
Maple.
Yes.
Washington.
Yes.
So we said Maine already. Broadway, no.
How many more?
I don't know. How many did you get so far? You got Maine and Maple and Elm and Washington, so there's seven more.
All right, leave it out then.
So, yeah.
Jefferson.
No.
Okay.
How many of them are surnames?
You hit it. Washington. That's the only one.
That's it, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Tell people.
So we're looking for most common street names in America out of the 20 of them that are not out of the top 20, the ones that are not numerical, first, second, third, and so forth. And Dana and Jerry already hit Maine and Maple and Elm and Washington, but there's seven more to go.
Okay. Are there any tree names left on that list?
Yes.
Poplar?
No.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Lynn in Reno, Nevada.
I knew that.
And 1 gallon is 3.78 liters.
Thank you.
Thank you. I knew
you'd
know.
Appreciate that.
You can do the conversion on your cell phone.
Oh.
On your calculator.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye.
How many gallons did she say? Three?
1.3 point something.
Oh, did she? Okay. Oh, I thought it was 1.7. Okay. All right. Quickly in, quickly out. My ad. All right. One of the local theaters, I think maybe it was TCM, Turner Classic Movies, was doing all the famous pictures from the year 1939. Some people say that's the best year for movies ever. I don't know. You could certainly make an argument for a lot of other years. But so what I'm going to ask is, what were the 10 Best Picture nominees for 1939? And they're all extremely well-known pictures. What were the 10 Best Picture nominees for 1939, reputedly the greatest year for movies ever? So I'll give you each two guesses.
Well, Gone with the Wind doesn't count as a guess.
Yeah, I'll give you that, Gone with the Wind.
That's a free one.
Yeah.
It happened one night.
No, that's 34.
34.
Oh, 34.
Gone with the Wind is 39, so that's the same year as The Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
But not Casablanca, which is 41,
I think. That's 43.
Citizen Kane.
That's 41.
40, oh.
So we got Gone with the Wind, we got Wizard of Oz.
Right. Wizard of Oz, Gone with the Wind.
Those are the two I know.
All right.
Those are the two everybody knows.
Well.
Okay.
Let's think about this.
39. 10 Best Picture nominees for 1939, reputedly the greatest year for movies in Hollywood.
Is that Ninotchka that year?
Yes, Ninotchka. Very good. Okay. So you got your two.
All right. But there's 10?
There are 10.
I got none so far. Okay.
All right. Best Picture nominees for 1939. And so far we have Gone with the Wind, Ninotchka, and The Wizard of Oz.
So there were they used to do 10 nominees?
Like in those days, they did 10 up until, I think, 43, maybe, 44, something like that.
How green was my valley?
That's 41.
Okay.
That's the one that beat Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just
right.
Watched How Green Was My Valley for the first time the other night.
It's a good movie.
It's not particularly
syrupy,
good.
But good.
It's not particularly good. It's not as good as Citizen Kane.
No, it's not as good as Citizen Kane. No argument there. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it I?
It is you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. This is Eddie on Russian Hill, and I'm a sustaining member. I want to encourage everyone else to give some money to KLW.
Thank you.
And also, I want to make a few guesses.
Mm-hmm.
For the country with the least alcohol, was Iraq guessed yet?
No.
That's my guess.
Close, but no cigar.
Okay, closer than Belarus?
Yes, closer than Belarus.
I think so.
Okay. Oscar winning films with long words in the title, Terms of Endearment?
Oh, that's good.
Well, okay. Endearment is 10 letters, so that's not long enough. I've got longer words than that.
Really?
Okay. Well, then how about for 1939, The Women?
Not The Women.
Okay. Well,
that is 1939. It just wasn't nominated, no.
Wow.
Okay, well, thank you both, or thank all three of you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. This is David Price Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
Hi. Dana, for Miss Chicago, would it be Cloris Leachman?
It would be Cloris Leachman.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Excellent.
Very good.
Excellent.
Glad you got that.
I don't know what she won the Academy Award for, though.
Last Picture Show, right.
Oh, of course. For Josh's Streets, would one be Oak?
Yes.
And would one be Division?
No.
And then that's it.
Good job.
Okay.
Thank you,
David.
Thanks, David.
How about Water Street?
No, not Water Street.
Okay. Ocean.
No.
Okay.
Keep going. You're there's one. There's one. If you keep going down that road.
Okay. Okay.
River Street.
No. River. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Lake.
Yes.
Lake.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Lake is on the list.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay. There we go. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
So I'd like to tell all of the audience, his friend, to please open your wallet and contribute as much as you can to KLAW. It is the best station that we have on the air that is still left on the air. You know, so please do that.
Well, you make your contribution, so thanks.
Yeah, thank you. I did. The of course, Belarus was the biggest consumption of alcohol, but the sad thing, all of the Eastern European countries just as bad. Moldova, Lithuania, Russia, Romania,
really? Uh-huh.
Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
Andorra, Hungary, Czech Republic, they're all terrible. They're mm-hmm. all terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Sad. It says something about what alcohol. 17.5 for Belarus, but the rest of them are 15 or 16 or 13 or 14.
Really?
By the way,
okay.
Egypt is only 0.2. The least alcohol consumption is Pakistan.
Correct. Pakistan is very good.
Mm. Okay.
Wow.
Most Muslim countries, alcohol is not really well. In our household in Egypt, we never ever had alcohol in the house until Eid became 18, and then I used to buy beer.
America is 9.2 liters, by the way.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll ask you a couple of small little questions from the past that are really good. What is the true color of water?
You asked this once before.
Yeah, but I know, but such an interesting question.
It's a green. Blue. Greenish blue.
Well, why just call it blue? It really is just blue.
All right.
So what high school teacher told us, you know, the blue ocean is because the sky is not true. Okay. The other question that is very interesting, out of all, and that's why we're in bad shape, there is only one U.S. president that had a Ph.D.
Woodrow Wilson.
That's it. All right, you got easy this time. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Please. Give us a listen here. Keep calling in, and that number is 1-800. Oh no, I'm sorry. That number is 415-841-4134. Toll free 866-798-8255. And we are doing pledging tonight. So if you appreciate the show and the programming in general that KLW does bring you, now's your chance to call and pledge and join the station, because they're always looking for new members. That's very, very important here. And that number is 1-800-525-9917. And Eric, what do you have to add to that?
Not much, but just to say, you know, where else can you hear a radio quiz show like Minds Over Matter? You know, an intelligent quiz show. I don't think there is another place, but if someone out there knows where you can hear another show like this, then call in and let us know where you can hear it.
No, please don't.
Okay, but if you want to call in and support KALW and by extension support Minds Over Matter, call 800-525-9917 or go online to kalw.org. You can pick a thank you gift if you want. And I want to thank Lynn Wilson of Reno, Nevada, who called in just in the last half hour and said she loves Minds Over Matter. Also, William Pollock of Mill Valley. Thank you so much. Won't you join them? 800-525-9917 or online, kalw.org. Thank you.
Thank you. And, Jerry, I believe it's your turn.
Okay, well, it's time for the musical section
All
of
right.
the show. In what musicals would you find each of the following songs? Miss Baltimore's Crabs, Big D, Miss Marmalstein, Mr. Goldstone, It's Raining in My Heart, and Mieskite, spelled M-E-E-S-K-I-T-E.
These are all different shows.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four.
Go over the names.
Baltimore's Crabs, Big D, Miss Marmalstein, Mr. Goldstone, It's Raining in My Heart, and Mieskite.
I have never heard of any of these songs, but I'm going to take a guess that Miss Baltimore's Crabs sounds like it should be from Hairspray.
You're right.
Oh, very good. Very good. And the only one I knew for sure is Mr. Goldstone is from...
How to Succeed in Business.
No, it's Mama Rose sang that in Gypsy.
Gypsy, correct.
Right.
Very good. And you don't know the others, okay.
Not right offhand, no.
Oh, I'm amazed. Big D you don't know, huh?
Big D.
Okay.
Big D.
You know the song, right?
Yeah, that... Yeah. Is that Damn Yankees, by any chance?
No.
That was just what I was thinking,
yeah.
Just as you said that. And is Mieskite, is that Yentl?
No, that's a very good guess, but no.
Okay. Actually, I don't know that Yentl was ever a stage.
Yentl was never a musical.
No,
song,
yeah,
right.
I don't. All right. Oh, Mieskite.
What does that mean?
It was dropped.
It's an ugly girl. A homely girl.
Ugly person, isn't it? Or is it just girl?
I don't know. Okay. I've only
How old is that song, Jerry?
Probably about 30 years.
30 years.
30 or 40 years.
Okay. Right. And, we should repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have left out?
Well, the Time magazine, the years that these words became popularized, swell, great, smashing, nifty, groovy, cool, awesome, peachy, and fabulous. And that's all I have, I think. Lucky for you.
And I'm looking for the longest word ever to appear in the title of an Oscar-winning Best Picture. I've got two of them. They're the same length in different movies. Somebody called in and guessed Endearment from Terms of Endearment, which is only 10 letters, but the winning ones are longer than that. They're both from movies within the last 25 years. And looking for street names, common street names in America, Maine and Oak and Maple and Elm and Washington and Lake have been knocked off the list.
And you don't want any numbers.
I don't want any numbers. The other five that from the top 20 that aren't those and that aren't numbers.
How about state?
No. Good guess.
And what was the first electric appliance made by General Electric, who recently sold off their appliance division? What was the first electric appliance that they made? It was in 1905. It was something you find around.
What about
the house.
An iron?
Not an iron.
Okay.
And I have a list of the Best Picture nominees for 1939. This is reputed to be the greatest year for movies in Hollywood. That's up for debate, but thought I would ask it anyway. So far we have Gone with the Wind, Ninotchka, and The Wizard of Oz. What are the other nominees for Best Picture for the year 1939?
How about Snow White?
That's 37. That's a couple years before.
Hmm.
Okay.
But
is there
what about Cinderella? Or is that later, huh?
That's later.
Is there a Disney movie?
There is not a Disney movie.
Okay.
No, there wasn't any Disney movie after Snow White until Pinocchio.
I was thinking Fantasia, too. When was Fantasia?
That's 42. Uh-huh. That's 40, 1940 also. Yes. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay, I have a few guesses. How about for the streets, Hill Street?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. And for GE, what about Toaster?
Yes, Toaster.
Very good.
Excellent. So well. All right, I'll quit while I'm ahead on that. All right, I have a question about for you having to do with money and politics, the two things that often go together. And I have a list of the 10 richest people in Congress, either Senate or House of Representatives. And I was wondering how many of those you could identify.
Well, I don't know how many people in the House I could identify. In the Senate, maybe a couple. John Kerry?
No.
I'm sorry, Linda. This is a single list of the top 10 in either House?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So it's not 10 from the Senate, 10 from the House.
No, it's combined.
It's combined.
Incidentally, the
well, I know
net
one
worth
of them.
Ranges from the top is $357 million. And the bottom on this list is $38 million.
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that the richest person either in the House or in all of Congress is Daryl Issa.
Yes, very good. You got it. That's the one.
$375 million?
Yeah.
$357.
Where did he make his money, do you know?
Car alarms.
Car alarms, yeah.
That's right. Very good.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one. That's the top person, the one who has the most money from California, of course, Republican. Mm-hmm. Can you guess any of the other ones?
Oh, boy. Yeah. How many senators are on the list?
I believe only three.
Alan Grayson has a pot of money, but I don't think he's on the top 10.
No,
he's
not on my list.
All right.
Three senators. I don't know the House as well. I mean, the individuals who would be rich.
Yeah, some of these are not names I'm familiar with.
Yeah, nobody's coming rushing to mind.
But there's at least one that you should get, and maybe two.
Is Dianne Feinstein on there?
That's right. Yes, she's the ninth person.
Okay.
And her wealth origin, rich spouse is
right.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So she comes in at $44 million, and there's at least one other person that you should get.
A senator-wise.
This is a senator. Yes.
John McCain.
No, I don't know if he's.
No,
that
I don't.
Rich.
Oh, he's married. His wife is pretty wealthy.
Yeah, she's rich, but anyway, he didn't make the list.
All right,
Senator.
Well, Frank Lautenberg, I know, is very rich, but he's not in the Senate anymore.
No, it's not. He's not on the list.
Let's see. And it wasn't. Well, yeah, Kerry's not in the Senate either.
No.
Who are the New York senators?
Hillary Clinton.
No.
She's not a senator.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, she's not a senator anymore.
The New York senators are Schumer and Gillibrand, but I don't think either of them is particularly wealthy.
No, I don't think so.
And Kerry's not in the Senate anymore. And no, stumped.
Who are the Texas senators?
Cornyn and Ted Cruz.
Okay, there is a Texas congressman. Michael McCaul, he's number two.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get any more.
We don't know.
Okay. Well, this one you should get because it's a name that's synonymous with money.
Oh, Rockefeller.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, he's retiring. I forgot. Yeah, he's still in the Senate.
West Virginia.
Yeah. Right.
Very good.
Okay. So, anyway, the rest of them are not names that are well known to me. So.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, Josh, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Who are the two performers in Broadway history who have won Tony Awards, acting Tonys, for playing characters of the opposite gender?
Harvey Fierstein.
Hi, Harvey Fierstein.
That's one.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were going to ask a Hairspray question when I said
Oh, yeah, Hairspray, yeah.
Who was the one?
Mother, Turnblad.
Yeah.
Turnblad. That was in the movie. Yeah.
No, that's what he wanted for.
Stage. No, I was responding to Eric.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well, Travolta was in the movie and Fierstein was in.
Who was the one that was in I Am My Own Wife? Remember that a couple years ago?
That was a one-man show.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No.
No,
okay.
I don't think that one. Is it a musical?
I'm not going to say.
That means it is.
No, it might mean I don't know.
Okay. That's you.
Okay. Repeat the question.
All right. Looking for the two performers in Broadway history who have won acting Tonys for playing characters of the opposite gender. Harvey Fierstein in Hairspray is one. Who's the other?
So it had to be all the way through the play. It wasn't like a drag thing.
That's correct. The entire...
I was thinking Ray Bolger and Charlie's Aunt, but...
Right.
No.
That was before the Tonys.
This is actual... The actual character is...
Female.
Very clearly...
It's not the Matilda, the one that plays the headmistress in Matilda.
Good guess, but no.
Who's that?
In Matilda, the musical that's on Broadway now, the headmistress is always played by a man, but it's a woman's role.
Right.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. Charles from Napa.
Hi, Charles.
Listen, I have to tell you, I really like the show, and just for the record, I used to have a radio trivia show of my own.
Oh, okay, good.
It was called La Triviata.
All right.
Yeah, very good. I like that.
Josh can appreciate that.
Much better.
Excellent.
I have a couple guesses for answers. 39 films. How about Boys Town?
No, that's 38.
How about Captain's Courageous?
That's 37.
Okay, I knew they were in the area.
Dancing around it, yeah.
Big D is Most Happy Fella.
That's right.
Oh, good job.
Very good.
It takes place in Napa, guys.
That's right.
Yes, yes,
indeed.
Okay.
And I have a question for you.
Okay.
Everybody's familiar with the long love affair between Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy.
Right.
But prior to the marriage, she was married for 8 years to someone else.
Oh.
Equally famous?
Yes.
Really?
Jessica Tandy?
Any idea? From 32 to 40.
No.
No, I only associate her with him.
Was it an English actor?
Yes.
Was an English actor. In the movies?
Yes. And he had a career well into the 60s, maybe even into the 70s.
Interesting.
Distinctive voice.
Not Ronald Coleman.
Jack Hawkins.
I was just going to say him for some reason. Yeah,
Jack Hawkins.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wish he hadn't told us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, Josh, maybe it's a little something up your alley here.
Good.
Who are the five composers, five classical composers who've appeared on English stamps?
That's a great question, because there are only five English composers at all. Let's see. I mean,
that's not true.
Well, maybe six. Elgar is one.
Yes.
Percy Grainger.
No. That's English, that's actually a good guess. Yeah.
Pretty good guess.
That is a good guess.
Aren't you impressed? I knew that name.
Yeah. Holst?
Yes. All right, those are your two guesses.
Oh, all right.
I'll let you get more at the
All right,
at the
I'll
end
leave
of the
rest
show.
Of the out.
I should turn over my guesses to the distinguished senator from...
The five composers, who are the five composers who have appeared on English stamps? Edward Elgar and Gustav Holst. So far, who are the other three?
You've heard of The Planets.
The Planets, you wrote that.
No?
Sorry.
You'd know it if you heard it.
Sorry. Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
All right. And
Elgar,
The Perfect Fool. Was he the perfect? No, not The Perfect Fool. What's the ballet music with Fool in the title that you wrote?
Perfect Fool is Edwin.
That's Edwin. Yeah, you're right. Something.
I don't know.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Richard in Berkeley.
Hi.
Make a stab at the Tony. Mary Martin for Peter Pan?
That is correct.
Well done.
Good job.
Okay. Guess on a street name. Front Street.
Say again.
Front?
No, good guess, though.
Okay. Going back to 1939, wild guesses. Strangers on a Train?
That's 51.
Oh, that much later. Then Double Indemnity is probably not in there either.
That's 44.
Wow, you know that stuff well. The word smashing, how about 1922?
That's close enough. 1911, very good.
Oh, yeah, close enough.
Close enough for us, anyway.
And I don't know about Miss America, but I don't know about the year. Cloris Leachman was a Miss Chicago.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody got a little bit before you, but you're right about that, Cloris Leachman.
Oh, I missed that. I know I missed Toaster. That's all I got.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we have been for 21 years. So if you do enjoy this and the other wonderful shows on KALW and the station in general, that number is to pledge is 1-800-525-9917. Any amount you like, we hope you join the station. They are looking for new members all the time. So 1-800-525-9917. If you'd like to call in this show, that number is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Okay, with that forest of numbers, we will continue. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
No, hi, Greg.
I have a couple of guesses. The longest word for a Best Picture winner, how about Shakespeare?
That's exactly right. Well done. Yeah. That is 11 letters long.
Very good.
Okay, great. And then for street names, I'm sorry, I know so many have been guessed, but how about Park Street?
Park Street is the most common name that isn't a number. Very good.
Really?
Well done.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on there. Okay. And then how about, have all the trees been guessed?
No, there's a couple trees left for you.
Okay, how about pine?
That's one of them.
Good.
Yeah, that's
one,
all I know.
One more.
And then just to clarify, Halle Berry was in Miss USA.
Okay, not Miss America. All right.
I knew you'd know that.
Yes. Okay. All right, great show tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
How about Willow Street?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Good guess, though.
That's good. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick from San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, I have a couple of answers, hopefully. The British composer on a stamp, would that be Britain?
No, I'm sort of surprised by that, too, but no.
And how about street names? Would it be High Street?
No. Good guess, though.
Or Back Street?
No.
Sorry. Thanks.
That's okay. No,
nope.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
How about Canal Street?
Jerry, can't get away from bodies of water.
Why am I laughing? I know where your mind went. No, I... No.
No, I wasn't thinking dirty. No.
Just,
no.
Elementary canal.
Oh, okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Denise in San Francisco.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. So I got gazumped on Shakespeare, but is the other one Schindler's?
Oh, no.
Not quite long enough.
Not quite long enough. That's...
Oh, I thought I counted 11 with the apostrophe.
Oh, well, if you're going to count the apostrophe, then...
Oh, I mean, not the apostrophe. I counted the S after the apostrophe.
Even then, you're only at 10.
All right. Well, anyway,
but it was a good guess.
Shakespeare.
You
but,
did get Shakespeare.
Here's a bell.
I was going to get guess Russia for the most alcohol, so I guess I was in the neighborhood.
You were in the neighborhood.
Brunei for the least amount of alcohol.
Brunei.
Pakistan, actually.
Oh, did someone get that?
Yeah, someone
got that. Pakistan.
Okay. And, street names. Cherry?
No.
Good guess.
Good guess.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I guess the other thing I was going to just make very clear for you guys, unless you need precise measurements, you can think of a liter as a quart.
Oh, good to know. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I guess that's all.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Our listeners will be taught.
Getting to know you.
Yeah, very good.
From The King and I.
Yeah.
Yes. And
not on my list, but
let's see. Do you have any sort of quick question?
I knew you were going to ask.
Single answer. We can pass it to Josh.
No,
if you
I don't.
No.
Oh, you
no.
don't.
I've got. Long
I have one.
Questions.
If you want.
I've got one.
All right, go ahead.
All right. You did call on me, correct?
I know, but you're always trying to get out of it.
No, I'm not. what was the lowest toll ever charged to cross the Panama Canal? Was 36 cents. Who paid it?
Oh. So Teddy Roosevelt.
No.
They go by the size of the vessel. Is that?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh.
Somebody rowing, maybe?
Yeah, in a canoe.
Canoe. So this is somebody well known, like a famous person. Is that?
He's not well known today, but in his time, he was very well known.
Oh. An explorer, like a Richard Halliburton kind of thing?
That's who it is.
Oh.
Who's Richard Halliburton?
Richard Halliburton was
adventurer,
a famous adventurer who always wrote books on, like, I swam the Bosporus and I killed Rasputin and, it was all that kind of thing.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Very good, Dana.
Yes. And let's see. So you don't have anything short?
I don't have anything short. I got a long listy questions.
Let me see if I have anything here at all.
I've got another short one, but you go ahead.
In what country was the raincoat invented?
Not Croatia, huh?
Not Croatia.
Well, raincoat and Croatian are anagrams of each other. That's why I went there.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact.
God.
Wait a minute.
I'm overwhelmed.
No.
Did you just realize that or you know that
I know that.
Okay.
That's a chestnut.
How about Scotland?
Yes. And who invented the raincoat? It was
Mr.
named...
Mr. Burberry.
I just want to insist for the sake of being fastidious that you're a couple weeks early for calling Scotland a country.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, but I'm optimistic.
Okay.
I don't know. It's going to be a very tight race, isn't it?
Are you optimistic? Is that where your heart is for independence?
In a way. I wouldn't. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm leaning both ways.
Okay. Leaning both ways?
Not Burberry.
So I will say this, not Burberry. The raincoat for many years was named after the person that invented it.
Macintosh.
Yes.
Of course.
Charles Macintosh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Of course, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Let's see, on the British composer, Stamps Vaughan Williams.
Yes, Ralph Vaughan Williams, good.
And I'm surprised it wasn't written, but I don't know, maybe Walton?
Not Walton.
Okay. let's see, on the street names, is the last tree a birch street?
No.
And 1939 movies. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yes, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Good.
And didn't Vivian Leigh beat out Betty Davis in Dark Victory?
She did. Yes, Dark Victory and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. Both very good.
And I have a question.
Yes.
From April 2013 to April 2014. Fully one-third of all U.S. copyright infringement lawsuits were filed by one company. Do you know what that is?
Is this a high-tech company?
Microsoft.
No, it's not. It's related to high-tech, but it's not a tech company.
Is this a patent troll sort of thing?
If you think of copyright infringement, think of content.
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 Think of what kind of company might be protective of their.
Is this sort of like a like the Motion Picture Association for, like, you know, YouTube showing movies that
you're very roughly there.
They didn't have copyright on. That happens all the time, by the way. And I enjoy that very much. So I'm sort of roughly there, but I'm not quite there, huh?
No. Think lower. Culturally lower.
Culturally lower.
Oh, yeah. What's the...
Oh, music share.
Yeah,
music.
iTunes.
Think lower.
Lower than that?
Lower than that?
It doesn't get any lower than that.
how far down the food chain are we going here?
All the way
to the bottom. Huh? A video game?
Be protective of content.
Is this video game stuff?
Lower.
Lower than
wow.
that. Tetris?
I don't know.
I don't know. We don't know.
Xart.com, a porn video.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. How do you know that?
well, it was in Harper's Index, and New Yorker had an article.
Good job. Interesting question. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hey, Michael. We're almost out of time, so I'm sorry I have to hurry you just a little bit.
Okay, I'll rush it. Is Henry Purcell on a British stamp?
He is not.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Was Goodbye, Mr. Chips on the...
That is on the 1939, yes. Goodbye, Mr. Chips.
Okay. How about How Green Was My Valley?
No, that's 41.
Okay. How about Grapes of Wrath?
That's 40.
Okay. Well, that's it for me. Well, I know you're out of time.
Thank you very much. All right. We're going to clean up here. We're going to give Eric a chance to promote the Blitz Drive, but let's clean up first. Jerry, what do you have?
Well, on the Broadway show songs, Miss Marmalstein was from I Can Get It For You Wholesale. That's Barbara Streisand's big breakthrough number.
Okay.
It's Raining in My Heart is from Dames at Sea. Mm. It burned at Peter's show. And Mies Kite is from Cabaret.
Oh, all right.
And now the words of the years that were popularized. Swell, 1810. These are approximate, of course. Great, 1818. Nifty, 1865. Groovy, 1937.
Huh.
Cool, 1933. Awesome, 1980. Peachy, 1900. Fabulous, 1609.
Wow. All right. Josh.
Just as long as Shakespeare is the 11-letter word millionaire, as in Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And the tree that nobody got was Cedar Street, and also on the top 20 list is View Street. I wasn't expecting anyone to get
Cedar?
That. Cedar.
Oh, Sears.
Cedar.
All right. The five composers who appear on English stamps, Elgar, Delius, Vaughan Williams, Holst, and Handel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Best Picture nominees, 1939, Gone with the Wind, Dark Victory, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, Love Affair, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, Nanotchka, Of Mice and Men, Stagecoach, Wizard of Oz, and Wuthering Heights. So if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. and have been for 21 years. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Joshua Cosman. Thank you very much, Joshua.
Thanks for having me.
I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And thanks to Eric Jansen and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And please remember to pledge. We really need your pledge right now. And join KALW, whatever amount you can. And help support Minds Over Matter and all the great shows on KALW at 1-800-525-9917. Thanks, everybody. Next week. Bye-bye.
You don't spend, you bank. If it ain't Dean, it's Frank. It's
indeed. As Dana Rodriguez says, you can support KALW and, by extension, support Minds Over Matter by giving us a call at 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go online to kalw.org. Pick a thank you gift if you would like one. The important thing is to show your support because you do make all that happens here at KALW possible. 75% of our budget comes from listeners. Again, the number is 800-525-9917 or go online to kalw.org. Like to just thank a couple people who called during Minds Over Matter. John in San Jose listens online to Minds Over Matter. And also Millie Barish of Berkeley. Thank you so much. I think I got your last name right. Apologies if I did not. The number again, 1-800-525-9917 or online, kalw.org. Revolutions Per Minute is next here on KALW San Francisco, 91.7 FM. We're online at KALW.org.